Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God set before us this morning is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, verse 9 in chapter 8. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. This is the word of God. The Apostle Paul will not go down in history as the greatest fundraiser of all times. But it is surprising sometimes the places in his letters that he chooses to ask for offerings or collections for various causes, like the poor widows in Jerusalem and other situations. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul writes a powerful lyrical sermon on the glories of the resurrection, ending with those familiar words, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he shifts gears so suddenly you can hear them grinding. Now concerning the collection for the saints. Our text from 2 Corinthians 8 is also set in a section which is about collecting funds, specifically in this case for the Christians in Judea, who at the time were under very great persecution. He was calling on the Christians at Corinth to open their hearts and their pocketbooks for the Christians suffering in various ways. Now, this is not going to be a homily on stewardship. But coming in the midst of Paul's appeals to the suffering Christian, for the funds for the suffering Christians, he says, suddenly, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And this statement of St. Paul is about the purest gospel statement that one hopes to find. Its context is poverty and riches. And in the midst of an exhortation to generosity, he points completely away from human generosity to the generosity of God's grace. It reminds us of another place in his letter to the Philippians, where Paul, in the midst of an exhortation to humility, suddenly says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant, and coming in the likeness of men, humbled himself and became obedient to death. That again is pure gospel, that the eternal Son of God became one of us for our salvation. Now, as a matter of fact, there isn't really very much difference between what Paul said to the Philippians and what he says in this text from 2 Corinthians 9. He tips his hand at the very beginning and says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's not about the collection for the poor in Judea. It simply is the preaching of grace. And St. Paul's writing is never without that. That is about God's own love for us, even though we do not even have the love to welcome him. It's free, undeserved love. Now, about poverty and riches. Well, it's not the kind of poverty and riches that we are likely to think very much about. Though he was rich, only a poor carpenter, born in a barn, trying to make a living up north in Nazareth. He became poor, that by becoming man, by taking to himself human flesh, he set aside the outward power and the immensity of the glory of the eternal God, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. St. Paul uses that great oxymoron, that is, setting side by side two opposites or contradictions. For your sakes, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. And how is that? The greatest wealth in the heaven of heavens, the immensity of heavenly glory, he sets aside by becoming man, by setting aside his power over the greatest of natural forces, and he submits to poverty, to degradation, to persecution, and to ridicule, so that in his suffering and death, the Father can accept that as payment for your sins against him, your unbelief, your defiance of God's love, and your desire to go it alone. And through that, he makes you rich. As Paul says a couple of chapters earlier, more oxymorons, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. This is what he gives you, by grace, through faith. Rejoice in it, live in it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us join in the prayer that he has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.